In order for a promise to be precious, it must be kept in full, and it must also be a blessing to the recipient. In the Bible book of 2 Peter, we are told of precious promises, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Precious promises is Brother David Johnson's sermon topic on this week's program on Words of Life. We are prayerfully brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. We pray that the sermon will be a blessing to you today, and we now present songs in praise of our Lord. Father, thank you for the precious promises that are fulfilled in Jesus. Bible prophecy tells us about Jesus, and each part of your word about him is sure. We pray that you will bless each of our listeners with health and peace, including trust in Jesus. Please use the words of this program for your glory and bless all other efforts that are used to help serve Jesus. Especially protect the persecuted as they work to be effective for you. And we know that the Bible shows us that Jesus is going to appear to take believers with him. Please help us to be ready for that promised event as we thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The way that he loves is as fair as the day that blesses my way with light. The way that he loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the trees at night.
So tender and precious is he, contented with Jesus I'll be.
The way that he loves is so thrilling because his love reaches even me. His peace hovers near like a dove. I know there's a heaven above.
To Jesus I cling, life's a wonderful thing because of the way he loves.
Jesus, I'll cling, life's a wonderful thing because of the way he loves.
Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled Precious Promises.
It's a great privilege to be able to be together again as we study, not only listen and study, but apply, live out the Word of God in our lives, and as we witness it to others. The title for the lesson is Precious Promises. And our main text is taken from the New Testament, the second epistle of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Please listen to the Word of God. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This is the word and the will of God. We need to be careful what we promise. For example, many years ago, I promised my two very young sons that they'd ride new bicycles once we were home again after vacation. We left on December 26th. Living in the United States, that's wintertime. But to a 9 and 5-year-old, new bicycles are certainly great and precious promises. When we got back home to Indiana, ice and snow covered everything. I told the boys I had to break my promise temporarily because rubber tires on ice is dangerous. 9 and 5-year-olds are rarely patient and hate broken promises. And anyway, are daredevils on ice. Parents, don't make promises to your kids that you can't keep. So we figured out a way. You've heard of the Indianapolis 500. That is 500 miles in circles at breakneck speed. Our boys race their new Mongoose Vipers 50 feet in circles at scary speeds in our Parsonage basement. We called it the Tell City Underground Classic. They put on their helmets, shin guards, and raced around cement walls. The boys played, the parents prayed. Folks, don't try this at home. Our boys, Deep South cousins, desperately wanted to visit Indiana, especially to see our basement and participate in our Mongoose Vipers Underground Classic. Precious memories, precious answers to our prayers, and precious promises kept. As Bible-believing Christians, we should all know that God always keeps His promises. God never, ever breaks His great and precious promises to us. Let's take a closer look at our main text, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says in part, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. Divine power, of course, is God's power, which is infinite. The Apostle Paul described it this way in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. That is primarily at work by the indwelling Holy Spirit of God within every born-again believer. And notice, it also says in verse 3, has given us. This is a powerful promise only to genuine born-again baptized believers, to Christians. And it also is everything we need. We have in Christ already received in advance everything we need. Not meaning that we desire or want, but what we need, according to God. We are already in Christ, and therefore sufficiently equipped by God's divine power. So very many Christians think they are powerless, that something is missing in their spiritual lives, which causes useless pursuits. For example, some seek second blessings, or spirit baptisms, or the gift of tongues, or mystical experiences, or new revelations, or emotional highs, thinking they are not adequately equipped in their spirits. But God promises that His divine power has given us everything we need. Does God deceive us? Is God's power weak? Does God break His promises? None of these are true. True Christians are sometimes weak. Certainly not because of God's immeasurable power available, but instead because of unrepentant sin in our lives. For example, lack of knowledge, not knowing the Scriptures, laziness, and a whole host of others. Or because of our lack of cooperation and submission to the indwelling Holy Spirit to grow, to develop, to mature in the character and doctrine of Christ. The Apostle Peter clarifies what we need as he was guided by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Need for life and godliness. That is, need, as Jesus stated, for life to the full, or the abundant life, as recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 10 and verse 10. Or as someone has written, quote, the great power that gave Christians spiritual life will sustain that life in all its fullness. End of quote. So, all believers, all true born-again baptized believers, have already every spiritual resource needed to persevere in godliness. We are powerfully equipped in Christ by the Holy Spirit to live the Christian life to the glory of God, from conversion to glorification. We lack nothing. What we need is to cooperate and surrender to the Holy Spirit within us. So how do we receive this ongoing power in a practical way? Again, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, that says in part, through our knowledge of Him who called us. Now, we're not talking about a shallow, superficial knowledge about Jesus. No. Instead, we're talking about here, according to Scripture, a deep, abiding knowledge in Christ Jesus, a personal, intimate, growing relationship in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through worship, through the Scriptures, through our witness, through our service, through our cooperation and submission, in saving faith, in persevering faith in Him and His work on the cross on our behalf. God effects His call in the church age as revealed in the gospel, the good news of His Son as Savior to the world. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 says in part, through these He has given us His very great and precious promises. Through what? The ending of verse 3, His own glory and goodness. Sinners are called and drawn by the glory and goodness of God the Father and of Jesus Christ, and by the Holy Spirit, the triune God. In Scripture, glory always is in reference to God alone. So Jesus Christ is deity in bodily form, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Sinners not only gain knowledge of Christ's divinity, but also are drawn to Christ's humanity due to His perfect goodness and obedience to His Father and our Father as adopted sons and daughters of God by the blood of Jesus. All God's great and precious promises are freely given to true believers, including every spiritual provision in Christ Jesus. God's great and precious promises of salvation are numerous. Consider a few. We receive spiritual life. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5 says in part, He made us alive in Christ. We also receive resurrection life, according to the Gospel of John, chapter 11 and verse 25, which says, He who believes in Me will live even though he dies. Another is, we are promised the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, which says in part, having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Every single born-again believer receives the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the gift of God, and the Holy Spirit is a gift from God, a gift from Jesus. And so we are doubly gifted. Another promise is the rich grace that we don't deserve from God. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says in part, forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Another is truth guidance. Another precious promise is truth guidance. According to the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." That is spiritual truth, godly truth, biblical truth. And then we have the promise of a new heaven, a precious promise. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13, which says, "But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness." And then there is the precious promise of the eternal reward. James chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because he has stood the test. He will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." Also, in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, it says in part, "So that through them you may participate in the divine nature." Them refers to the numerous great and precious promises to God's people. So how will we participate in the divine nature, which is certainly an awesome promise in itself? Well, consider these examples. As God is eternal, so believers will inherit eternal life. We are not pre-existent like God, but once we are born again, we will spend eternity, if we persevere in faith in Christ Jesus, we will spend eternity with God and inherit eternal life, according to John chapter 3 and verse 16. As God is holy, so believers upon glorification will personally become holy, personally, never sin again. We have positional holiness in Christ Jesus now as born-again baptized believers. But once we are glorified, we will have practical holiness in that we will never sin again. And this is according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. As Jesus has a perfect body, so believers upon glorification will have our lowly bodies transformed to be like His glorious body, according to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21. Even now, presently, we participate in the divine nature as we have deity living within us by the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. All God's promises hold a prominent place in Scripture. From, for example, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, referring to the Redeemer that was to come to crush Satan, to Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20, referring to the precious promise of Jesus to come again. So, dear listener, according to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 28, we are children of promise. Of course, we need to be personally a child of promise, that is, in and through Christ Jesus. It's not enough to have God's promises elaborately embroidered and framed on our walls. It's only as we receive God's promises by saving faith etched in our hearts to expect them and anticipate them that counts. Ours is not a mere basement promise. It's a heavenly, precious promise. Have you accepted the great promise maker? You must, in order to receive the precious promises of God.
It is our prayer that you are already a Christian. If you do not know Jesus as Savior, please consider this important need today. If we can help you with greater understanding about putting your trust in Jesus, please feel free to write to us. If you would gain by having a CD of this broadcast, please feel free to ask for broadcast number 1937. That's 1937. You will also receive next week's program on the same CD. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.